Day two.
Day two.
Of the...
The Big actually, Brother boat.
It's...
Hey, look out.
Episode two of the Canal Cruise Diary. We are now in a flotilla of 134 narrowboats going up the Grand Union Canal. Thank you to everyone who's chipped in with wonderful stories. We basically go from boat to boat to boat, high-fiving each other and telling stories about The Magic Roundabout and other films that we haven't seen.
I've seen The Magic Roundabout.
I know you have, but you're in a different kind of class to everybody else. We've been enjoying our host... We can't say host seasons again. We've been enjoying our tour. I do think the one thing I'm thinking of the most is Peaky Blinders, which I know I mentioned before, but they use it all the time as a way of getting from Birmingham to London with dodgy merch.
Dodgy stuff.
Yeah, so we are actually using our boat to take our merch, the Kermit and Mayo's take merch, from London to Birmingham.
On the subject of the Kermit and
Mayo's... It's a reverse thing of the Peaky Blinders, but neither Mark nor I have got razor blades in our hats.
Somebody wrote in to say that when I put the picture up of my Mission Impossible review, fudge my hat. Somebody said I'm outraged that you weren't using a better notebook. Why were you not using a finely bound?
It's a good question.
Quite right. Maybe if I'd been using a Kermode and Mayo's take notebook, and in fact using my Kermode and Mayo pen. Are you taking a drink from your Kermode and Mayo drinking vessel?
Yes, I filled it with canal water.
Is it really? How is it?
Well, it's got an extra filter in there.
Yeah.
And it takes out all the crap.
Does everyone get that, or is that a special one?
Yeah. It's only available for canal cruisers.
Can I tell you my canal story?
Will it fill up all the available tape that we have?
It will. In that case, yes.
We also do need to mention Leighton Buzzard, but anyway, go on.
Okay, mention Leighton Buzzard, then I'll tell you my story.
Leighton Buzzard. Tell us the story.
What was filmed in Leighton Buzzard?
Was it The Burrows?
Yeah. There's a band called The Leighton Buzzards. Do you know they turned into Modern Romance?
I'm not sure that that's right. There was the Merton Parker. No, I don't know.
Merton Parkers, who turned into...
turned into The Who, I think. Anyway,
well, this was like Tenet. The world went backwards and the Merton Parkers turned into The Who.
We did ask
and
everyone.
The Knack turned into The Beatles.
When we went through Leighton Buzzard, we did shout at people on the towpath, whatever happened to the Leighton Buzzards?
Whatever happened to the Leighton Buzzards?
And they just said.
And they went, ay, 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 moosey.
And we said, are you sure you've made the right connection there?
And they went, no, that was the Merton Parkers, sorry.
It was another one. Queen of the Rapping Scene. That was another one they did.
Was that Modern Romance?
Yeah.
She's the Queen. She's the Queen. She's the queen of the rapping scene.
Yes.
Was that really the Leighton Buzzard? I'm sorry.
No. That was Modern Romance.
Have you got... Fine.
I haven't got an internet connection. We're on a boat.
Yeah, I know, but I've got a phone. Hang on. Leighton Buzzard Canal. No. Leighton Buzzard Modern Romance. I'm going to see if they're connected. The Leighton Buzzards changed direction in 1980 with all four members renaming the act Modern Romance. You are Dr. Pop.
I can be occasionally.
Well,
but anyway...
You all right?
I just had a poo off the side, and it was slightly harder than I was expecting.
Is that against the rules?
Hang on, I've got the rules here.
What does it say about having dropping a depth charge over the side of the?
That was another one. I'm sorry. We'd had one of those kind of meals. Anyway, so The Borrowers is set in Leighton Buzzard. When we get to Bletchley Park,
yes,
we are going to be skirting around the outskirts of Bletchley. We've got lots of war movies, of course, in Bletchley Park.
Yes.
Famously, The Imitation
Game.
A little nod. We've gone underwater again.
Dive, dive, dive. Das Boot.
Okay, so there's what else we got? We got, you know, Grafton Regis?
Yes.
Apparently, The White Queen, some of that was... set in Graft. Thanks very much to everybody for contributing this, particularly everyone at Wittipedia Towers, because they've been telling us a lot of this stuff because we didn't know.
We didn't know.
Our research
didn't know nothing.
Shouting at very annoying people. So Grafton Regis is the White Queen. Also, when we get to Northampton, or the Northampton arm.
Northampton
of the
branch.
Grand, of the little Grand Union, we might take a little detour because we'd like to see where Kinky Boots was filmed.
Northampton.
I know, but it'll be interesting to see when we hang a left to go to Kinky Boots, quite how many people decide to come with us. And quite how many people think, I'd rather drop another boy
off the side of the boat.
That's going to become the new Mayo thing. It's not, not try hard, I'm just going to go and drop a boy off the side of the boat. That's the police. They're after you. Sir, have you been pooing over the side of this canal?
Yeah, it would be very interesting to know. The canal police, if they have to chase you in a boat that's equally as slow as yours. Because I know that you haven't seen Barb. Sorry about that. It's one of our fans from back in the Radio 1 days. Thought she'd be screaming from the towpath. Now, you've seen Barbie now, haven't you?
Barbie. Yes, I have seen Barbie. Yeah, yeah. We've reviewed it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know how there's all the cars go at that incredibly slow speed?
Yes.
Well, that's the speed of the canal police. If they see you dropping things off the side, for example, or misbehaving, they shout at you, "Oi!
Oi!
Stop that." But they can't catch you up. That's because they're all travelling at the same speed.
Couldn't they just get onto the towpath and run along?
But they can't.
They're not allowed to do that.
Not allowed to do that. There are rules about those kind of things. So the canal police are actually the most inefficient police service in the world because they can't catch you up. And everyone escapes.
Can I just give you an update on the Merton Parkers?
The Merton Parkers, are they related to the Leighton Buzzards?
Well, weirdly. So the Merton Parkers, who did indeed in 1977 become, you know, English mod revival band, bloody, bloody, blah. We wondered what happened to the Merton Parkers, whether the Merton Parkers turned into the Leighton Buzzards, who then turned into Modern Romance, who then probably turned into John the Richmond and the Modern Lovers, for all I know. But after the Merton Parkers disbanded in 1980, and of course I should have known this.
Yes.
Mick Talbot went on to play with Dexys, The Bureau,
Style Council,
and The Style Council. Simon Smith
joined, and his amazing dancing bear.
Yes. Joined the psychedelic revival band Mood 6, and Danny Talbot became a chemistry teacher and worked at Clapham College School for Boys.
And I think we're going to be meeting him when we arrive at our next stop.
Which is?
I think it's...
We're going the opposite way from Clapham.
Yeah. But I think we've found a secret route.
Have we?
Yes.
Where are we going then?
We're just looping to Clapham.
Okay, we're going to Clapham. Did you come all the way to Clapham just to have a dump? They can't use any of this, surely.
We've reached the point in our canal boat
cruise. Surely this isn't broadcastable. Even in the world of podcasting, there has to be a standard.
I'm afraid there
has
isn't.
To be a, but isn't really. Okay, so can I tell you...
Have you heard the news agents? Listen, that would be considered solid gold.
Yeah. Can I tell you my canal story? I'll be quick.
Would it? It might keep for the next episode.
Oh, okay. I'll keep
okay,
it for the
give
next
us
episode.
One so in the next episode of our Canal Diaries, Mark will tell us a canal story which has this intriguing premise.
The rat man who used to bottle for busking bands at the canal lock in Camden said, "Do you want to see my act?" I said, "Yeah. What do you do?" He said, "I jump in the canal."
Obviously, don't tell the whole story.
That's the story.
Okay, but
then we'll do the... That's the setup.
That's the setup. Okay, the punchline will be with you as we complete our incredible canal cruise.